Justice for Workers in Nova Scotia are demanding a $20 minimum wage and $10 paid sick days. We're here today with one of the volunteers with Justice for Workers, Suzanne McNeil. Suzanne, can you tell us a little bit about your campaign to support workers?
For sure. Yeah, we are very much part of the broad movement for fair wages and decent work, you know, which, you know, really is a global movement, but especially in Canada, you know, we work here in Nova Scotia, organizing in our communities. We're mostly based in Halifax right now, but we have a petition for a $20 minimum wage for all workers in Nova Scotia, a minimum of 10 permanent paid sick days for all workers, and further rights and protections to protect workers in Nova Scotia and make work decent for everybody. And it's really interesting to be hearing the response from people. When we approach them with our petition, I have a little 30-second speech that I give on people's doorsteps, like a super quick pitch. But in a lot of cases, I'm not even finished speaking when, you know, they take the petition and they say, yes, immediately, yes, I am signing this and I want to be involved.
Can you tell us a little bit about Justice for Workers? When did it begin? And I understand that you were first called by another name and then you changed it last year. And how many members are in Justice for Workers Nova Scotia?
Yeah, we have a good little crew of volunteers. I think our current list is at about, 30 people across a few different communities, folks that volunteer to, go door to door or take their petition to, take the petition to the workplace, help us with, communications and getting the word out. But, we're always looking for more folks to get involved.
That was my next question. So what are some ways that you're gathering signatures? I know you're going door to door. Are you also gathering signatures online?
We aren't gathering signatures online at this point, and it's not to say that we'll never do this. Online petition tools can be very helpful to a campaign, but one of the reasons that we're going with a paper petition is that we think that having one-on-one or small group conversations with people about their job, about the things that different workers are facing, like, we think it's really important to develop relationships with people. And, especially over these last couple of years, a lot of folks are feeling isolated. And, if they're having a problem with their job or work, it's not always clear to them that there might be other people who are experiencing the same thing as they are.
When did work on the petition first begin?
Yeah, I mean, our latest petition, we started work on this, at the beginning of the year. We went through a few revisions and, we started taking it for, test runs kind of in the summer and at Labor Day and a couple of times since then. But, we are very much looking to expand the effort for sure. In the new year, after Christmas, we're very much looking to reach out to different communities in Nova Scotia and see if there are folks that are interested in, bringing the petition to different communities and, having conversations with folks in different parts of the province to try to get the movement for a much higher minimum wage taking off in a very big way.
And currently, what is the minimum wage and how many paid sick days do your union members get?
Yeah, I mean, so currently the minimum wage in Nova Scotia is $13.60 an hour. And we're hearing from a lot of people that it is not nearly enough. It's certainly not enough to live on. A lot of people are, those who are lower paid workers in this province are having a real issue trying to make ends meet. Folks are working much longer hours than they should. They're having to hold, two or three, or in some cases, four different jobs. It's a real tough go. And, in Nova Scotia, if you are a union member, chances are, you know, you and your coworkers have negotiated paid sick days so that, you know, if you're sick or if your kid is sick and can't go to school, that you have the ability to stay home and, you know, get better or look after your family member and not have to worry about losing that day's pay. And especially it with the current affordability crisis, a lot of workers are, you know, having to weigh whether, you know, whether they're going to go to work and work sick and potentially make their coworker sick, or whether they're going to try to do the right thing and stay home, but, you know, lose out on pay and maybe be short for their rent that month. And, you know, for workers who don't have a union, we don't have in Nova Scotia legislated paid sick days. You know, there's a number of things that employers have to pay into, you know, mandatory like vacation pay, and they have to pay into the workers' compensation fund. And, you know, our campaign believes that paid sick days, you know, a minimum number of paid sick days for every single worker, especially, you know, with the past 2 years of a pandemic that we've been in, like paid sick days needs to be a no-brainer.
Since starting, how many signatures did you collect and how many do you need so far?
Yeah, so when we were Fight for 15 and Fairness, we collected almost 3,000 signatures for our $15 minimum wage petition, and we had that presented to the legislature in the fall of 2021, like around this time last year, actually. And we haven't been counting our brand new petition yet. It's probably a little bit early for that. But you know, where it's, you know, the numbers are getting up there for sure.
Once you get the signature for these petitions, what is the next step after this?
Yeah. So when we gather a few pages of signatures, you know, we do make a contact list of, you know, people have the option of leaving us their phone number or email if they would like to hear back from the campaign and if they would like to be involved. So once we compile that information, we usually in the next month or so follow up with a phone call about, you know, we'll invite people to the next action that's coming up. Or like we would also like to let them know when our next meeting takes place. And you know, have a little bit of a conversation with them about different ways that they might like to personally get involved. And I would also like to say too, you know, for anyone that's listening, you can also, if you like what you're hearing and you think that this is something that you want to get involved in, you don't have to wait until someone like shows up on your doorstep. You can visit Justice. And that's the number 4, workersns.ca. Our contact information is there. You can also look us up on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, Nova Scotia Justice for Workers. And you can send us a direct message and, you know, ask how to get involved.
When was the last time you saw a wage increase?
Let's see. So the minimum wage just went up this past October. So it was, I'll have to look at it, but it was just a little over $13 an hour. So let's see this past April, the minimum wage, April 1st, the minimum wage was $13.35. And on October 1st of this year, it went up to $13.60. So between April and October, they raised it 25 cents. In April 1st of 2023, next April, it's going to go up to $14.30 an hour. And then the following April, on April 1st of 2024, it's going to be $15 an hour. So those are the scheduled increases that the province has agreed on and is planning on. But what we would like to point out, and, you know, we have been campaigning for years and years and years for a $15 increase. And it is good to see that the province is, you know, trying to think about, you know, the direction that the wages should be going in. And, you know, there is some movement there on the wages, but it's not going to get us to where we need to go fast enough. You know, it's not going to be enough to have a $15 minimum wage by 2024. Like that's what we were demanding. That was what we were demanding a couple of years ago. And, you know, and we ourselves came to the conclusion last year that that was not going to be enough. So we think that there is a lot of room for Nova Scotia to do much better on the topic of the minimum wage.
Thank you, Suzanne. And my final question is, have you heard anything back from the province?
We haven't yet, but you know, we're making a lot of noise about this, and sooner or later they will have to respond.